This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura.
President Obama travels to Michigan today to visit a Ford factory, and in a speech there, he's expected to highlight gains in the automotive and manufacturing sectors. Here in Washington, the AFL-CIO hosts a national summit that'll focus on how, despite those gains, wages have not recovered. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
The auto industry now employs over 730,000 workers in the U.S., back to levels not seen since before the recession. Hallelujah, right?
So the returning jobs aren't the same quality as the jobs that we lost.
Catherine Ruckelshaus is director of the National Employment Law Project, which documented the decline in manufacturing wages. Auto workers, she says, are no exception.
Parts plants, which pay as low as $8 an hour, are employing 75% of auto workers today.
Others say there actually is wage growth in the manufacturing sector, just not in unskilled labor. Gary Pisano is a professor at the Harvard Business School.
CNC machinists, you know, highly skilled welders, I just keep coming across companies who say they just can't seem to find the people they need.
Pisano says the U.S. can and should grow its manufacturing with technical and productivity gains, not low wages, and that's the best outcome for both workers and employers. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.